John chapter 18. When Jesus had spoken these words, he went out with his disciples over the brook Cedron, where there was a garden, into which he entered and his disciples. And Judas also, who betrayed him, knew the place, for Jesus often went there with his disciples. Judas then, having received a band of men and officers from the chief priests and Pharisees, came there with lanterns and torches and weapons. Jesus, therefore, knowing all things that would happen to him, went out and said to them, "Who are you looking for?" They answered him, "Jesus of Nazareth." Jesus said to them, "I am he." And Judas also, who betrayed him, stood with them. As soon then as he had told them, "I am he," they went backward and fell to the ground. Then he asked them again, "Who are you looking for?" And they said, "Jesus of Nazareth." Jesus answered, "I've told you that I am he. If therefore you seek me, let these go their way." So that the saying would be fulfilled that he said, "Of those that you gave me, I've lost none." Then Simon Peter, having a sword, pulled it out and struck the high priest's servant and cut off his right ear. The servant's name was Malchus. Then Jesus said to Peter, "Put away your sword into the sheath. The cup that my Father has given me, shall I not drink it?" Then the band and the captain and officers of the Jews took Jesus and tied him and led him away to Annas first, for he was father-in-law to Caiaphas, who was the high priest that year. Now Caiaphas was the one who gave advice to the Jews that it was best for one man to die for the people. And Simon Peter followed Jesus, and so did another disciple. That disciple was known to the high priest and went in with Jesus into the palace of the high priest. But Peter stood outside at the door. Then that other disciple went out who was known to the high priest and spoke to her that kept the door and brought in Peter. Then the young woman that kept the door said to Peter, "Aren't you also one of this man's disciples?" He said, "I'm not." And the servants and officers stood there, who had made a fire of coals, for it was cold. And they warmed themselves, and Peter stood with them and warmed himself. Then the high priest asked Jesus about his disciples and about his teachings. Jesus answered him, "I spoke openly to the world. I always taught in the synagogue and in the temple where the Jews always go, and I've said nothing in secret. Why do you ask me? Ask those who heard me what I've said to them. See, they know what I said." And when he had said this, one of the officers who stood by struck Jesus with the palm of his hand and said, "Is that how you answer the high priest?" Jesus answered him, "If I have spoken evil, testify about the evil. But if well, why do you strike me?" Now Annas had sent him bound to Caiaphas the high priest, and Simon Peter stood and warmed himself. They said therefore to him, "Aren't you also one of his disciples?" He denied it and said, "I'm not." One of the servants of the high priest, being a kinsman of the man whose ear Peter had cut off, said, "Didn't I see you in the garden with him?" Peter then denied again, and immediately the rooster crowed. And they led Jesus from Caiaphas to the hall of judgment, and it was early. And they themselves didn't go into the judgment hall, so they wouldn't be defiled, but so they could eat the Passover. Then Pilate went out to them and said, "What accusation do you bring against this man?" They answered him, "If he weren't a criminal, we wouldn't have brought him to you." Then Pilate said to them, "You take him and judge him according to your law." The Jews therefore said to him, "It is not lawful for us to execute anyone." So that the saying of Jesus would be fulfilled that he spoke, signifying what death he would die. Then Pilate went into the judgment hall again, and called Jesus and said to him, Are you the king of the Jews? Jesus answered him, Do you say this thing on your own, or did others say this to you about me? Pilate answered, Am I a Jew? Your own nation and the chief priests have brought you to me. What have you done? Jesus answered, My kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, then my servants would fight so that I wouldn't be given to the Jews. But now is my kingdom not from here. Pilate therefore said to him, Are you a king then? Jesus answered, You say that I am a king. That's why I was born, and I came into the world for this reason, so that I would testify to the truth. Everyone that is of the truth hears my voice. Pilate said to him, What is truth? And when he had said this, he went out again to the Jews and said to them, I find no fault at all in him. But you have a custom that I should set someone free for you at the Passover. So do you want me to set free the king of the Jews for you? Then they all shouted again, Not this man, but Barabbas. Now Barabbas was a robber.